This is by far the worst time to be a journalist in Egypt's modern history. We at the Committee to Protect Journalists have been documented since 2013 when President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi took over. Egypt has consistently been one of the worst jailers of journalists and the worst in the Middle East region, and in many ways represent what the concentrated strategy of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's government to roll back fear barrier and criminalize legitimate journalism. And at least over the last 5 years, it's been permitted largely by the scant criticism his government had received from US and Western allies.
The report said that Egypt leads the world in jailing journalists on false news charges, and when a journalist is released in Egypt, he or she is not completely free because release conditions and probation conditions make it impossible for journalists to resume work in journalism again. What prompted the Egyptian government to resort to such tactics?
The government have engaged in politically motivated trials, bringing together journalists, activists, academics, holding them without trial for the purpose of punishing them outside the law. These kind of arbitrary detentions makes journalists think twice before daring to question the government line, and the fact that they are released but not free keeps them under the government thumb. Sometimes the probation condition would require journalists like Shawkan, a photojournalist and award-winning photographer, to go every night to spend 12 hours in prison. Or even again, someone like Mahmoud Hussein, Al Jazeera journalist who was released after more than 4 years in custody, has to appear twice in front of a police officer as part of his probation. These and other forms of legal threats and bans, including barring from international travel against Madam Master investigative journalist Hossam Bagat, are all constant reminders of journalists never to cross red line and to be subjected to censorship at every turn.
According to the CPJ report, most imprisoned journalists in Egypt are charged but not sentenced. They are detained for months or years, awaiting trial on false news and terrorism charges. How would you explain the harsh response to opposing views and opinions in Egypt?
Using vague terrorism and false news charges are in part ways to expand the government censorship strategy to keep President al-Sisi in power without accountability and without much criticism. And in these cases, cruelty is the goal for journalists to feel helpless, to accept the least possible outcome. And the use of counterterrorism and false news is also accompanied by rhetoric by government officials headed by President Sisi himself, who tried to delegitimize journalists and to describe them as quote unquote forces of evil to justify the use of excessive emergency and military law to deny them any pretense of rule of law or justice under the law.
Is the Committee to Protect Journalists relaying facts of this report to the Biden administration or at least to the Congressional Caucus for Human Rights in Egypt?
We share our findings worldwide with State Department, with Congress members, European Union, and in many ways, we've heard similar messages about prioritizing human rights and press freedom in Egypt from US officials and policymakers. And what we're hoping is that this rhetoric will be joined by real action. The US can use its leverage with aid and arms sales. It can also with multilateral bodies and working with European allies and with international organization like the UN and the UN Human Rights Council to make sure that these points are also not just part of the US-Egypt relationship, as part of any engagement the Egyptian government has with the international community.